بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب إكرام الضيف. الحمد لله. This is the 94th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a chapter on honoring one's guest. قال الله تعالى هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَالَ لَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when the angels had come in human form to give him glad tidings of getting a child. So Allah ta'ala says, has the story of Ibrahim, guests, honorable guests, not come to you? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, when they came to him and greeted him with salam. And so he said, Salam also, peace be upon you. You look like strangers, you must be strangers. Immediately, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw that he had some guests, they were strangers, they were not from the same town, he then went to his family and returned with bi'ijlin haniz, is a fat calf. So this was prepared already for them, and then he served it to them and said, are you not going to eat? Obviously they were angels, and he was unaware that they were angels. And he saw that they were not eating food. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this verse to show that how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the moment he saw guests arriving to his place, immediately he prepared some food for them and he served it to them. And this similar verse, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَاءَهُ قُومُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ قَالَ يَا قُومِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ رَشِيدٍ. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah ta'ala says that his people came running to him. Before this, they had always engaged in evil deeds, sayyat. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, also angels had come to him, and they came in human form, like young men. The people in Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's home, they were involved in homosexuality, and they saw young boys coming. They hastened towards the house of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ يَا قُومِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ. Immediately Lut alayhi salatu wasalam tells these people, his people, oh my people, these are daughters of mine, and they are more purer for you. In other words, marry my daughters, but please do not embarrass me in front of my guests. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah ta'ala, and do not disgrace me in front of my guests. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ رَشِيدٍ, is there not a righteous man amongst you? So in these verses, Allah Ta'ala had sent down angels to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to give him glad tidings of a child. And because they came in the form of a human form, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not recognize them. Immediately he hastens home and he prepares for them food. And also we find in Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he sought to protect the honor of his guests, that his people, they must not do anything any filthy, mustn't have any filthy practices or filthy advances towards his guests, and they must not commit homosexuality with his guests. So both these verses show the importance of honoring one's guests. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليصل رحمه ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ مُتَّفَقُ عَلَيْهِ. Three important things are mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of Qiyamah. In other words, we believe in Allah, and of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we accept him as the final messenger, and we believe in the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically the day of Qiyamah, when we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accounting for our deeds. Allah Rasulullah says, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ, he should honor his guest. And the second one, whoever believes in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, he should join family ties. And the third one, whoever believes in Allah and the day of Qiyamah, then he should speak good or otherwise remain silent. So three important advices again, honoring one's guest. And the meaning of honoring one's guest is the person should prepare food for him, serve him, and serve him himself, and he should smile when the guest comes. Many times, Allah forgive us, very common amongst us, that we see a stranger, we see a guest, and we meet him in the masjid. Instead of inviting him home, we say, you sure you won't come home? You sure you won't come home? So already we are putting it in a negative way, as though we are not too happy in taking him home. This was not the practice before. Our fathers and grandfathers, they would immediately see guests, no matter how many of them would come, and they would take them, and Allah had given them so much barakah at home, that whatever food they had would suffice every person. So this is a quality that we need to bring and revive again, that when we see guests, honor our guests, and feed them and serve them. And the second thing, family ties. Extremely important. We should not suffer family ties, but we join family ties. And the third one, controlling our tongues. We should either remain silent if we are unable to speak any good. Inshallah, tomorrow there's one more hadith regarding this serving one's guests. We'll do that tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.